Okay, call to order, Clay Street Cemetery Commission, May 6, 2026. It is about 5:03 p.m. Colt, can you do the roll call?
Yep. We've got George Dalton.
Here.
Jess Desmond, I don't see her here. Aldine Kilborn.
Here.
Janet Richardson.
Here.
Julie Jones.
Here.
Karen Erickson.
Here.
See you there. And Amy Stratman. I see her on
here.
Zoom as well. Thanks, Amy.
Okay, there she is.
And then we've got Jeremiah Cotter. And
here.
And Colt Chase. We are at approval of regular meeting minutes.
Move to approve the meeting minutes of April 1st. Julie Jones.
Can I get a second?
I second
it. Not here, it's you, Janet.
I think here in the room, we'll just have to
George seconded.
Speak up louder. But Julie's motion to approve the minutes, the George second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Minutes approved from April 1st. Motion approval of the agenda or any additions? Anybody?
Move to approve the agenda for May 6th.
Second. Anybody?
George. Second. I second it.
I heard George you. Second.
You're in charge, George.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Approval of the agenda. And we'll move on to citizens' comment. I can go ahead and have Corey Michael speak. She's an archaeologist, and she'll tell us about what's going to go on there on the Steese Highway between there and Clay Street.
Hi, all. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate meeting with you all. I'm Corey Michael. As Janet said, I'm an archaeologist from Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. And I just wanted to communicate with the commission that DOT plans on having a project in the upcoming future that's going to be near the Clay Street Cemetery. They plan on building a separate bike path in between Clay Street and the Steese Highway. So what is currently the fence on the other, just to the east of your parking area right there on Clay Street, they want to remove that fence, put in a new fence, kind of clean up the vegetation on the east side of the fence, and put in a separate bike path to pull some of that pedestrian and bike activity away from Clay Street and have it be on a separate area. So it will be close to you all, hopefully not impacting anything. I met with Janet the other day, and she was kind enough to give me a walk around the cemetery. Explained to me how confident we are in the boundaries of the cemetery and that nobody was buried way out there and just accidentally not mapped. So I, after discussing with her, I feel really confident that our project won't hurt anything or anybody, but really wanted to communicate with you all and hear if you have any immediate concerns or anything you want me to be aware of that I can take back to the department.
I was just curious with your title as archaeologist. I thought maybe there was going to be a dig there or something.
No.
looking for some artifacts or something. I was hopeful.
Oh, sorry. No. Well, I do plan on being there when they go to implement this project because Janet did mention that the cemetery was heavily impacted by the flood of
67.
Thank you. Just in case any remnants of headstones or the cross markers or any of those original markers moved over there, as it sounds like they were pretty widely dispersed during that flood. I will be there watching for that. Mm-hmm. My job as an archaeologist for the department is actually, as I'm sure you're all aware, the cemetery is already listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So it's my job to communicate with people when one of those comes up either in or really close to one of our projects and make sure that the department is doing everything we can to protect it. Mm-hmm. So I'm here just solely for the cemetery and to make sure that everything is okay. We won't be doing any excavation over across from the parking lot.
Well, thanks for coming.
Of course. I'm happy to be here.
I got a question.
Of course.
Is a trail, is it parking lot, you know, across from the gate, the entrance gate, is the trail going to go by that or?
It'll go immediately to the east of that. So east of the fence line that is right in front of the parking area. When you pull into that parking area and there's that fence right in front of you, it'll be dealing with all of that. So shouldn't impact your parking if that's what you're asking.
I just wondering what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But then it goes up the hill and then there's a big dip in the woods there. Is that, are you going to straighten that out?
Are you talking going to the north? Yes. Yep, they plan on bringing in some fill, so it'll be fairly level.
Is it DOT?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work for the state?
I do.
Oh, good for you.
Ah, thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments for Corey?
Good.
Okay, moving on.
I had one question real quick.
Oh, you do?
You had, did you end up submitting a public records request for some of that information?
I did.
Did that already get fulfilled?
It has not, but Janet was actually able to give me a lot of the things I need, so I will.
Okay, I was going to say, should I go ahead and pass that along to whoever's fulfilling that request that we can go ahead and close it?
I think so. Okay, yeah, that's fair. I won't take
someone
up
a little bit of time.
Yes, thank you. Absolutely.
Okay, communications to the commission. Colt, any?
Only one we had, just gave it to us.
Okay.
In more detail. Nothing else this last month.
Okay, events and public relations, May 16th, starting at 9 a.m., annual cleanup day event at the cemetery to prepare for Memorial Day and the upcoming summer. I got a call from the Masons who came last year and helped, so they're going to be there again as well. And I was in the shed the other day, and I don't know where all the rakes went. I think there was only six in there. So I don't know, Jeremiah, do you know what happened to them?
No, I don't know what happened to the rakes, but I can ask them if they collected those rakes and brought them back to Public Works for the wintertime. I don't know why they would have done that.
Yeah, like I said, there was six left in there, but we used to have a ton of them.
I know they finally got the grass catcher out of there. That only took all summer.
Yes. And I met Malachi yesterday.
I guess I was going to say we've already been out there starting the pre-cleanup process. So.
Yep, he was raking and bagging and that was great.
We bought a new mower that's on its way for cutting the grass that should be able to fit some of the narrow areas this year. So that should be nice, unless it's bagged. And then
we're also having
a bag put on the other mower that I think is down there or will be down there at some point, the bigger one for doing the larger areas.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to be trying to do the bag and see if we can't get rid of all the grass clumps because it was not, I didn't know that we didn't already have a bag on there until
mm-hmm.
I was like, why is our bag not working? And all of them, they're like, cause there's no bag on there. I was like, well, why not? So hopefully I got all that fixed and we won't have all that extra grass down there this year. And it will be picked up every time that they mow the yard. So that should make raking in the fall or any other time much easier.
Yeah, that's a godsend. Thank you.
I have a question for Jeremiah Cotter. This is Julie Jones. Hey, now that Alex has been promoted, is he not in charge of the, he won't be at the cemetery facility anymore. We won't see him. Is that correct?
You won't see him as much. You'll see Malachi. Malachi is basically Alex. Malachi took over Alex's position.
Great. Okay. Congratulations to both of them on the record there.
Yeah.
Malachi's a good young guy that's got a ton of energy. So we're utilizing all the energy out of him we possibly can.
Yeah, he seemed to have full energy yesterday. They were raking and bagging all by himself. So.
Yeah, I think everybody would be happy with his performance. I have been so far. So.
Great. Financial update, Julie.
I'll just chime in. We did get the invoice finally, the final invoice. It's the same from Acquiring Monuments. And let me just see. Was it added here? Yes, it was. So it was added into the checkbook, which leaves us a balance of $10,519.66. So we will have to spend down the grant funding. And so I'm hoping that we'll have another order to put in this year.
Yeah.
How is it going, ladies?
So for the second order this year, so we submitted one for 10 markers, and there was a couple of edits. We're trying to get querying to edit correctly. And we should get those back soon.
So the for the order, is that a separate agenda item? I just want to make sure we're not getting ahead of ourselves.
Kind of.
Okay, so we're on the financials right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's talk about the order in a minute then. Mm-hmm. So we don't have any other things on the financials, but that's still quite a chunk to spend down. And so we'll need a significant order. I did want to address that Al Dean had said at a previous meeting about the $1,000. This is a really steep, our shipping cost kind of doubled there. And we've had bigger orders, and we can all see why it would, but I have a feeling that, from what I understand, if we order more, it's that shipping's not going to necessarily go way up. So the fact that we did a really small order, it really stings a little bit to get such a large shipping fee, but I don't think we can avoid that. I think the idea is we should order as many as we can, at least 25 or 35, you know what I mean, if it's possible.
We should find out where that price break is at, Julie.
Right. You know, Jeremiah, the interesting thing is in the past, it's always just kind of been this bizarre flat rate. And it didn't matter if we were ordering 60 or 20, you know, we seemed to pay $500 for shipping, and we always assumed it would go up, and then all of a sudden it finally did. So, it just didn't for the longest time. So, that would be my suggestion, but I will ask that question anyway. Thanks for bringing it up. I'll jot it down here.
For my calculations, I believe the amount left to spend for this year's discretionary fund grant is $7,889.77.
And we're estimating like $335 now with shipping each stone. Is that sound about right? Something like that. I mean, it's close.
Okay, any other?
That's about 23. I mean, if we were just ordering stones, that's about 20. So if we had an order of 20 or so, and then we bought supplies, we'd probably spend it down pretty quick. So Well, let's talk about that in a minute. So
yeah,
financials are pretty much done then. $7,889.77 is the balance from the grant that we have to spend.
Okay, unfinished business. Cemetery grounds maintenance, we kind of touched on. Was there anything else?
Nope. The only update that I had after the last meeting when I reached out to Mr. Cotter was what he's already shared tonight.
And then
I'll have something on that because, last year we were talking about you. It sounds like the whole thing's coming together with bagging the grass. But one of the things that I have noticed you're lacking out there is the edging around the stones. And I had purchased two edgers that are battery operated and that I can bring back if mm-hmm. we think we can find the bodies that are willing to volunteer mm-hmm. and help do more edging. Mm-hmm. That would be really nice if we got it.
And just to clarify, Julie's talking about edging around the flat
headstones.
Heads or, you know, concrete slabs.
Mm-hmm.
She's not referring to grass trimming around the headstones.
Right. Just kind of making it look cleaner.
Yes.
And making sure that any of the larger, like last year we found a monument that was completely, a grave that was completely covered with concrete. We didn't even know it was, it's all covered with mm-hmm. grass grown over. Mm-hmm. And once we started cleaning around the headstone, it revealed itself.
Yeah.
After it was properly edged. So mm-hmm. it would be nice to have more of that if we found the time
mm-hmm.
and just wanted to make that comment.
Well, now that hopefully I won't have to go and blow grass clippings off. I'd have more time for that kind of thing.
Uh-huh. But I could bring those tools back down and we'll have two extra edgers. Mm-hmm. And we've used other tools, hand tools for that mm-hmm. too, but there's electric edgers available.
We need to get those kids out there with their plastic knives. That's incredible how they zip that off of there.
Uh-huh.
With a plastic knife. Okay, querying monument orders. So right now on the second order for this year, I have 8 names.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't remember. We were going to try and lift those pioneer markers this year. And did we already have the bases for those, or did we have to order them? Because they're bigger bases.
I thought we ordered everything that we needed.
I thought we did, too, but mm-hmm. there's a tarp over them, and I'll mm-hmm. go out there and look.
So we'll have to do a count. Now mm-hmm. that the snow's gone, and make sure we got everything that we estimated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the current order that's out, the 10 that we just got billed for, mm-hmm. We were just on our last round of edits, mm-hmm. had one more, but we're done now, right? You sent them back to me, right?
I sent it back to you because they didn't edit that.
Correct.
PR is supposed to be RR, and so then I wanted to pass them on to Aldine and Amy just to double.
Okay.
Check plot numbers and spellings and stuff like that.
Okay, so let's do that. Go ahead and do that, Janet, because once that one correction
mm-hmm.
is made, then I just push approved, and then that's all we get.
All right,
so,
I'll do that.
So mm-hmm. Before I do that, go ahead and check with the rest of the committee and make sure that we double check those plot numbers. Okay. That's that.
Okay, new business. Anybody got any new business? Open agenda. Anything else?
I want to say something. It's a little bit personal, but I'm having some problems with my knees, which, you know, I'm the strongest one, and I'm concerned about that. And it is affecting, you know, I still feel like I can lift 80 pounds, but it's so painful that in my knees. But I'm trying to get help. I just don't know what's going to happen. And George is with me.
Well, I know, so and Aldine's.
Yeah, we're all in that place. And so,
if Jess would come out and help us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we might have to change, you know, for me, working mm-hmm. during the week is better. I don't really want to work on the weekend, but if we have to do that to incorporate this other commissioner, then, you know, that might be a move mm-hmm. that we're having to make. I have the employee that was with me last year that wants to come back, and I know he did well when we were, you know, when we had him over there and we were with him. But, again, not a self-starter,
mm-hmm.
needs constant direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I have not invited him back, even though he's asking to come back. And if you want to talk to me about that later and think it would be worthwhile, I told him that if he did come back, that might be all I have for him is cemetery day. So mm-hmm. I really encouraged him to go find another job.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I can't.
Yeah,
be there for him all day long. So
it's hard work and heavy lifting, and mm-hmm. you know.
And I'm sure Nicholas will come if I ask mm-hmm. him. So you know, my other employees will step up to do that. But it's nice to have a dedicated person. Yeah. Anyway.
We need Jude.
We need more, and I could put it out on the. Yeah, we need, and I'll be back. I'll just post it on the radio that we're always looking. You know, since we have the volunteer day coming up, cleanup mm-hmm. day, maybe we'll do some PSAs on that as well. We're always looking for mm-hmm. longer term volunteers with good backs and knees.
Some okay. men.
How about the Boy Scouts again? Mm.
Boy Scouts, or do you ever contact them, or is that Al Dean's thing? Mm-hmm. And the Air Force, those were good volunteers. Oh, yeah. But we only have 10 headstones right now. So, and
the thing. We don't have as many headstones, and if we can get National Guard guys out there again, they'll do them all in one day. I mean, because they're so fast and efficient.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We'll be fine, though. We'll be fine.
An estimate on when that's coming? No, it's shipped.
I don't have it yet. Okay. Yeah, the biggest problem is the stock comes from out of country. That's the biggest problem. And they did talk to me. I think I mentioned this at the last meeting, that they did talk to me about pre-ordering some of the stock, knowing I told them we still have 140 at least unmarked graves, and it might take us a while, but if they could get at least 30 or 40 and just have them on hand, then we wouldn't be doing all mm-hmm. this waiting,
mm-hmm.
especially with all the tariffs and everything that were happening. That's been the biggest holdup and why it takes so long.
There's a giant granite factory in Georgia,
and it's very expensive.
Mm.
I've checked it. Many times.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
There sure is.
Anything else? Okay, not hearing anything. Next meeting date, June 3rd, 2026, 5 p.m. And we are adjourned at 5:25.